Time for our Tibbetts talk, and maybe it's kind of felt like old home week, well, a week and a half or whatever it's been since she's been back in town. Brenda Sparks, welcoming her back, first time since 1997?
That's right.
At the Tibbetts Opera House. While you were here for a number of years, both on stage and directing shows, involved in this whole process, you've been away for a while.
That's right.
But coming back, does it feel like you haven't missed a beat?
Oh my gosh. Honestly, when I first arrived and I saw the facade of the theater, I mean, I was just in awe, because that didn't exist the last time I was here.
It was that ugly brick building.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it was just flat. Yeah, completely. So I was outside, and I was taking pictures, and I was texting Peter, the artistic director, and I was like, I'm here. And that part, I just spent, again, just marveling at the building and how beautiful it was. It wasn't until I stepped inside that I cried, because everything, it was as though I had never left. And it's such a grand space. Like, you realize when you build a professional career in the theater, how rare these performance venues are, because so few exist anymore. Mm-hmm. And so it's, coming back is so familiar, but then there's also this deepened appreciation for just, like, what a gem Tibbetts truly is, because you can spend a lifetime with a performing arts career and never have the privilege to be in a building like
and
that.
And most people wouldn't realize that Barton Tibbetts was a matchmaker, too, because you actually met your husband at Tibbetts, too.
Actually, I met my husband down in Nashville, but then I brought him to Tibbetts.
Okay, all right.
It was like, you need to see this place. So we did a season when we were engaged, and he was my fiancé.
Okay.
We did the season in 1997. And then we married shortly after that. Right. And then he came back, actually, and did a winter show. He came back and did Tally's Follies and did a winter show.
All right. Well, let's talk about this show you're directing, which is On Golden Pond.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, most people will remember the classic movie, Henry Fonda, in the movie there with his daughter, Jane. So that was the last time they had worked together.
That's right.
Audrey Hepburn in this, in all of this. Give us the feel for On Golden Pond. What was kind of your thought process in putting together the show?
Well, I have such a deep connection to it, because I, like so many others, was just in love with that movie. And I was a kid, really. But for some reason, it spoke to me. And it was one of those movies, I mean, that I saw hundreds of times, to the point that I played Norman in scene where I told Paul Kerr not to be too intimidated by that little nugget. But no, I played Norman in scene work when I was in high school. And the show just, I think what it is, because really the playwright and the screenwriter, he wrote the screenplay for the film, says that it is a photo album of a family, a dysfunctional family at that, and that the humor is to come from that same painful place that it does in life. So I think that's the thing that kind of speaks to all of us, because no matter how much we love our families, and no matter how deep those connections are and those ties are, I think we can all relate to the people we love hurting us, either intentionally or unintentionally. And then how do we grow up and not carry those childhood wounds into adulthood? And if we have done that, how do we heal it, especially if there are aging parents involved? How do we come back together and heal what's hurting in time to enjoy those healthier relationships? And so I think it's something that when we can laugh and cry at another family's pain, it kind of helps us heal our own.
Well, she's the director of the final show of the Tibbetts Summer Theater season, Brenda Sparks, in the studio with us on Golden Pond. And maybe even more so, I don't know, in the upper Midwest here in Michigan, we can kind of relate to this show because most everybody at some point went up north. I mean, if you didn't have a cottage, you knew someone who did. I mean, obviously tons of cottages around here and the lakes around here. It has that kind of special feel too, doesn't it?
Oh my gosh. I just came from my own on Golden Pond. I actually went out to Coldwater Lake last night to spend the night talking and catching up with my college roommate, John Scheidler, and out at his folks' place and with his mom and everything. That was the inspiration for the set. There's a picture window that they have overlooking Coldwater Lake that you will see replicated with the lighting on stage, because that was my Golden Pond. So much of Coldwater and other lakes that I grew up on, growing up and boating and fishing, factored into the design. And so much of what is on stage is from, you know, people's families and their boathouses and people saying, oh, my dad has that. And, you know, I know this is out in the garage. So, yeah, there's so much connection, especially to this area.
So when you watch opening night tomorrow night at the Tibbetts,
yes,
will you be able to get through it without tearing up?
Me?
Yeah.
Never. Never. I'm so moved by the work that's going on stage. And obviously the script itself just resonates with me. But there's so many fine moments. And so it's multifaceted for me, because I tear up because I'm so proud of the actors who are my friends and who are doing such lovely work. And then I tear up because of the script and what it's about. So no, I'll be a mess. It'll be fine.
She'll be the blonde in the back with a box of Kleenex. Yes.
That's what's going to be happening. Yeah.
Break a leg with this.
Thank you so much.
Brenda Sparks, the director of On Golden Pond, the final show of the Tibbetts Summer Theater season, opens this week and runs next at the Tibbetts Opera House in Coldwater.